Project Independence is the aging in place initiative of the town of North Hempstead. Some of the many services we offer include fitness classes, community education, information, and referral. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Hal Bach.
Good to be with you, John.
And we really have had a wonderful, wonderful program. And now we're going to have the talk of the town. But just prior to that, between the two doctors from Northwell and then, of course, Susan, who is a quasi-regular guest because she has such insight, especially now around the holidays. It's just wonderful. And, it becomes such a personal sharing. I don't see Hal that often, but today he's talking about his grandson and his granddaughter. And, it's family. Then we become a family to know, oh, that's what they're doing, and isn't that great? And it's sad, too. Sometimes it's not always good stories, but therefore it's nice to be there for somebody when it's the less positive story. Of course, when we do get to the talk of the town, the one thing that the whole town of North Hempstead waits for each week, it's always upbeat. It's always positive because Christina Liu doesn't know negative. She doesn't
right.
do negative.
That's right. I don't do it.
She don't do negative. Right. She don't do negative.
That's right. I'm going to get that on a T-shirt. I feel like that's really good.
Yeah, yeah, I like that. I'll write that one down now.
Write that one down.
So how are you, dear?
Good. What a fabulous show. You guys did a great job. And once again, we always say what's so great, and I'd like to pretend that I scheduled it accordingly, but it so happened to work out that both segments really tied into one another. So I didn't plan it. Little secret. It just kind of worked out that way.
Really?
Based on availability. But,
because most of the time it's like,
I know.
Did you really plan this? It's perfect.
So sometimes I do, but this one it really was based on availability. But I think it was perfect, especially because, the first segment with the doctors kind of explained signs and the whole process, and Dr. Lindner really came in to kind of ways to keep going and to advocate for yourself and to get out there. So it's definitely important because I know especially the holidays are a very happy time for many, but it can also be a trigger, a sad time for people too. If you know me, I refuse to let it be a sad time for anyone because it's the holidays and it's my favorite time of the year.
Right. Have to try. The reality of your situation is the reality of your situation. Yeah. And by no means, and Hal said something earlier that I wish I remembered, but the concept of, when something happens, it happens. Mm-hmm. You're not forgetting it. You're not ignoring it. You're giving it the credibility and the honor it deserves, mm-hmm. but there's still the next step in your personal life while you're here.
Absolutely.
How you said it, I was like, my God, what a wonderful statement. And it's true.
But I think that was, because what struck me in the first segment as well, when they were saying that, listen, no one's saying, obviously, if you lose your parent, it's not going to hurt you, obviously, as the years go on. But the whole key, and which really struck me, is that, you're in hysterics when it first starts. So that, obviously, hysterics shouldn't be going on for years upon years. So it's things like that that you can kind of, realize. And it was great. And,
yeah, absolutely.
And their topic, Dr. Carney, obviously, we've had on our show a bunch of times, and that's who they work with. And Dr. Carney, we always talk to her about that term, that elder orphan term. And that's something I know Project Independence has really tried over the years to kind of find ways to reach those people, because those are the people, that are most difficult to reach. They're the ones that are alone, that don't have family or friends, So it's really those people that we all kind of need to make an effort to kind of reach out to. So,
and there are a lot of them. Yeah. It's a shame. And some of them are legit, meaning they have nobody. Mm-hmm. And others, they're orphans because nobody gives a damn. Somebody in Florida that doesn't comes up, they don't care, and there's no. And nowadays, with phone, with all this other stuff, you can make a phone call.
Mm-hmm.
You can talk to your kids or your grandchildren. I'm not saying every day. Yeah. Everybody has their own philosophy. Hal talked to his mother every day. I talk to mine, and some people call once a week. That's fine too. Yeah. We're not judging.
Right.
What the right number of phone calls is.
No, everyone's got what kind of works for you, and what has been your norm. But what I always think of too, especially in Project Independence, and when we were first starting, I remember there was a couple, and this is when we first started in New Hyde Park, and we were in a meeting. We were in a meeting with them, and they were saying they've lived in their community so many years. Their children were all grown and had moved away. And obviously, the community changes. You know, young people move in with their children.
Sure,
it's
sure.
the circle of things. You know, so you no longer had a relationship with your neighbors. And she felt, I remember, very isolated. And, she, you know, her friends had passed. And it was a conversation that we all had. And she said, but, you know, Project Independence and this advisory committee, she, like, made her feel reattached to her community. And I remember it struck me so well that here it is. You know, once again, she could meet someone now who lived on her block or lived in her neighborhood, and it kind of made you feel a part of your community again. So I think that's what's so special about Project Independence, too, is that you're able to do that. And, like, we always say, not everything is for, you know, everyone. But there's really so many different programs, and whether it's something as simple as taking a free exercise class, you know, you can get out there. Or if you want to go to a chat, I mean, there's so many different options out there. So please call 311 if I can get one message out.
Because
it's certainly something that is important. We've been promoting the whole month of November. We had a bunch of different Medicare Part D programs. And that was from Dr. Ezzo, who is from the St. John's Pharmacy. She was at our conference and on our radio show. And these were individualized sessions where you brought a whole list of your medications, and the pharmacist sat with you and told you really what Medicare Part D plan would be the most cost-effective for you. So she just emailed me, one of our nurses, and the total amount of money that was saved for everyone and out of all the things was $58,846 in potential savings that the Town North Hempstead seniors received from that. Which was huge, you know, because people are in these plans that really were not best for their situation, and it's always something that you need to reevaluate, and it's overwhelming, as we always say on the show, with Medicare. So I think that was really great. So kudos to, obviously, our nurse, Kelly, who organized this, and the partnership with St. John's, because it was great.
And if you're just listening to this now, please call 311. It's not over. It goes till December 7th. And the number of people, you know, I'm not on Medicare, but I'm one of those people who would fall into that. It's just like if something's going along smooth, you just kind of go along.
You just roll with it.
Well, have a conversation and say, wait a minute, I can save $2,000? It's well worth it. So call 311. We'll hook you up, and you come into the office, see Kelly or somebody.
Yeah.
And
well, that's what I want to stress, too. You know, obviously Project Independence doesn't provide all these direct services, but we have such a huge network, which we've established over, you know, these years, with different organizations. So our social workers have such a huge database of resources, you know, and especially with this Medicare. I mean, the HICAP program, it's a free program. And they could connect you to that where you're able to talk to someone, because anyone tries to figure it out, it's really can be overwhelming, especially if you're on a lot of medications. And it's a very individualized kind of process. So please, John is right, call 311, because that's the key to all these things. Now, next week, I want to remind everyone we are on vacation. It's the day after Thanksgiving. So we will be having a little repeat show, but the repeat show will have on Lynn Dobrin, who was our food and travel writer guru. She will be, we'll have her segment on again. And then Greg Balbara talking about celebrating Thanksgiving safely. And my aunt segment, which was on the importance of advocacy. So I'll tell Susan that her segment is airing. So please check that out. And then we will be back the following week on December 6th. And we're going to have on United Way. They have a great program called Project Warmth they're going to discuss. And then we have Tony Logue, who is the Assistant New York Attorney General, who will discuss scam prevention around the holidays, because I think we all certainly know about it's quite the season for targeting with that. And then Diane Ficalora, who is our chef go-to we have on every year, who's going to talk about holiday cooking. So hopefully some food will be. I hope she brings some cookies.
That'll be wonderful.
Like she normally
Actually,
does.
I saw Tony the other day.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she came up to me. I haven't seen her. It's so funny. She's going to be on the show, and I haven't seen Tony because I really haven't been going to that many things in 6-7 months.
Oh, so there you go. It's like a little reunion.
Yeah, so she
And
came
she
in,
knows she's so great. Here. Tony's great.
Yeah, no, she's wonderful.
It's going to be a really great show. So definitely make sure to tune in for that. Also coming up, North Hempstead is doing
party time.
All kinds of fun, festive things. So the first event will be the Christmas tree lighting over at Mary Jane Davies Green. That's over in Manhasset, right across from Town Hall. That's going to be on Friday, December 6th at 4 p.m. There will be a tree lighting, musical choir performance, refreshments, and an appearance by Santa Claus on the fire truck. So it's really nice to bring the kids and make it a whole family affair. So that is over on December 6th at Mary Jane Davies. And then on December 13th, there will be another Christmas tree lighting over at the Yes We Can Community Center. There'll be musical performances there as well, and hot chocolate and carolers. It's really going to be nice. So that's December 13th at 5 p.m. at the Yes We Can Community Center. And then there will be a Hanukkah menorah lighting on Monday, December 23rd at 4 p.m., and that's right in front of Town Hall. So there'll be music there, too, and food and refreshments. So these are really all nice kind of things, and they're all free. So if you happen to be right in the area, you don't have to register for it. You can certainly go and check that out, because I think that would be absolutely a nice way to kind of kick off the holiday season.
You know, and I'm not saying this in however I'm trying to say it. It's a nice way to see your elected officials.
Yeah, absolutely.
To say hello. Guess what? They're always available for questions, to be honest with you. Not that this is the time. I personally think this is the time you say hello, you know, have a nice holiday. Right. Not like, why did you vote that way? But no, but this is the time when you get to see them as a person.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, it's I think they're wonderful and they do these things in town.
Yeah, and you know, it's nice that it's in all different locations too, so you can kind of, what's closer to you is nice. There's a couple of spots left in our fabulous Technology for the Terrified programs we do. Once a month, there's always a great program, and it's just amazing over the years that how many people are so interested in this, because when we first mentioned technology, nobody wanted any kind of part of it. And now one of our Project Independence volunteers, Barbara Melman, she comes and does these, and it's literally, they fill up, but there's only a couple of spots left. And the one on December 10th is called the Introduction to YouTube.
Ooh.
So they will teach you how to create an account and to search for information, enjoy watching music videos, comedy shows, how-to guys, recipes. And you know what's so great about YouTube? Listen, and this is why I encourage everyone to do it. Anytime I'm trying to do something, I could be like, you know, I could probably figure out how to do it on YouTube. You know, so whether it's putting together something or the review on a product, you know, it really is something that you can quick. So it's a good kind of tool. And especially, I think, you know, for a senior who might be home alone, you know, this is something we're actually working on, too. We have a technology subcommittee that is trying to figure out ways to incorporate using technology for seniors who are home. So it's really something that is good and coming up. So this is December 10th from 2:30 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. over at Clint G. Martin Park. So you could bring your smartphone and your tablet and come learn about YouTube. So I definitely recommend people check that out. We also, of course, have all of our programs at the Yes We Can Community Center. That's the Fridays at Yes We Can, which includes an exercise for balance and strength program from 10 to 11, and that's on Fridays. After that is a current events group called What in the World is Going On. That's following it, and that's one of our volunteers, Dr. Rosenblout, and you can talk about all kinds of different current and world events. And following that on Fridays is the Color Me Calm, which is the adult coloring and mindfulness coloring. It's a really great little program. So it's a fun social activity.
Those are great programs.
I know they have a great time over at Yes We Can. But please call 311 or 869-6311 to get in touch with that.
Now it's time we have to take a break. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.